Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
After 12 years as the spiritual leader to the world's nearly 1.5 billion Roman Catholics, Pope Francis has died.
The confirmation comes from the Vatican, which says the Pope died this morning just hours after appearing during Easter celebrations.
Bit of a special thing. Very special.
It's very great for me to see him, and I felt a bit emotional seeing him.
In several ways, Francis was a historic figure in the history of the Church.
Francis was history's first Latin American pontiff who charmed the world with his humble style and concern for the poor, but alienated some conservatives with critiques of capitalism and climate change. On February 12 this year, Pope Francis told the faithful, I think about the so many countries at war. Sisters, brothers, let's pray for peace. Let's do our best for peace. Don't forget that war is a defeat, always. Francis signaled a different tone for the papacy, stressing humility over hubris for a Catholic Church beset by scandal and accusations of indifference. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
As your news continues for Trajan Wealth, let's go to downtown Dallas. Russell Scott is outside the Cathedral of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Russell.
Coming up, it's casting shadows in a beautiful light here on the Catholic Church, the mother church, if you will, for the Catholic diocese here in North Texas. Cars and buses passing by. No doubt this quiet church will soon be the centerpiece for mourners, the site of special masses and overall gathering spot for Roman Catholics. I did talk to a valet at a hotel around the corner. He had not heard of the Pope's passing. In his words, it's tragic, just tragic. A couple of others telling me that although they're not Catholic, they understand the magnitude of how this will affect parishioners, not just in Dallas, but around the world.
The National Weather Service will be out in Parker and Hood counties today assessing the damage from this weekend's storms. KRLD's Kurt Lewis takes a look at the damage as well.
That's right. I'm in Parker County, where there's a lot of damage just west of Weatherford and a little farther west outside Millsap, where what is believed to be a tornado rumbled through Kim Wells' property.
They had just said a sheriff had spotted a tornado crossing 20 into the heart of Millsap.
It's pretty rural ranch land out here, so not densely populated, but for those who do live here, there's a big mess. Buildings damaged, miles of fence torn down, and there's always worries about their livestock. Also, Parker County Emergency Services reports damage in the Othon community and reported several areas of West Parker County had power knocked out. In Parker County, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Hood County, near Toller, an apparent tornado tears a home from its foundation. Keith Lofton got a call from his cousin.
She just said that she just all of a sudden the house started coming apart. She really, it just hit it out of nowhere.
Lofton says his cousin was treated at the hospital and is expected to be okay.
Damage assessment crews are working their way through tornado-ravaged Oklahoma. Three are dead in the state. In the town of Ada, about 90 miles southeast of Oklahoma City, J.R. Ian runs a motel and connecting donut shop, which took a direct hit.
A person who'd been hit, it never been me. It didn't happen to be me this time. So it's hard.
He says about 30 of his guests had to be relocated.
After having a long weekend due to Easter, our KRLD business analyst David Johnson's back.
Good morning. You know, guys, I am so old. I really thought the word following the secret word was going to be Roebuck.
Oh, Sear and Roebuck. Yes, of course.
Too old. Stock market, just to jog your memory. It's a delayed reaction. just to jog your memory, Thursday was the last time we traded was a fascinating day because the Dow Jones Industrials average just got pummeled. It was down 527 points, but it was all one stock. United Health fell so much that the Dow would have been up over 300 points had it not been for that. Today's a different story. We're down across the board. The Dow Jones Industrials average looks lower by 355 points on the opening. The NASDAQ down 250. The S&P down 60. And it's really a carryover from last week. There was no progress over the weekend, obviously, on tariffs. But one of the lingering concerns that was with us over the weekend is this argument of this showdown between the President of the United States and the supposedly independent head of the Federal Reserve. You know, we heard from Kevin Hassett, the director of National Economic Council director, that on Friday that the president was considering firing Jerome Powell. Well, it's a catastrophic event, and I just don't mean for Powell, but really for the markets, because you look to the U.S. dollar and our treasuries and everything else for stability, and this presents an unstable picture. So look at what's going on in Europe right now. The euro, which was $1.03 in February, is $1.15 right now. So the U.S. dollar is just getting pummeled. Meanwhile, gold is surging to another record high. It's up $84 an ounce at $34.12. So gold, the dollar, all in reaction to a ratcheting up of the trade war, and China did it today. They've warned about retaliating against countries that cooperate with the U.S. in ways to harm China. Interest rates higher today, 4.39%, so they're dumping treasuries. And the Dow looks lower by 338. David Johnson, News Radio 1080, Carroll.
Patrick Crucius, the white supremacist convicted in federal court of killing 23 in a Walmart in El Paso, will plead guilty today in state court. The plea deal takes the death penalty off the table, a reversal for El Paso District Attorney James Montoya, who ran for office calling for death.
I could not, in good conscience, continue to seek the death penalty against the wishes of so many of the victims. It's that simple.
Montoya adding changed. The families wanted the case over with. Crucius is already serving 90 consecutive life sentences in his federal court conviction. In his manifesto, he said the shooting was in response to the Hispanic invasion of Texas.
Two 16-year-olds have been arrested on murder charges as police investigate the shooting that left a 15-year-old dead over the weekend. Police found four shooting victims, one of them a toddler, at an apartment complex near Forest Lane in Jupiter. Two of the victims were teenagers, including the 15-year-old who died. The toddler and an adult were treated for their wounds but have now been released from the hospital.
A groundbreaking taking place today to house a new Emergency Communications Center for North Texas.
The new North Texas Emergency Communications Center will be utilized by the cities of Coppell, Carrollton, Farmers Branch, and the town of Addison. They realized it would save money over time if they built their own facility instead of leasing a space in Carrollton, $25 million over 3 decades. The new state-of-the-art facility will cost about $20 million and will be funded by the cities involved. The center was the first dispatch center using an all-digital system using Dallas-based AT&T services. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.